GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I'm delighted that you decided to tune in, or if you've been listening all day, that you stayed here to be with me for 1 hour of positivity. If you didn't know before, this particular hour is just dedicated to highlighting individuals and groups that are in the Bahamas and outside of the Bahamas doing great things. So we always like to make sure that we have this opportunity with all that's going on in the world, to really be able to know that there are other things, good things that are happening all around us. So that is the premise of this show. And what I also like to do is tell you about different things that are happening on New Providence, throughout the islands, if I know about it, so that you can support these same individuals and groups that are doing great around the country on the island. One of those things that's happening today would be the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Bahamas. They are actually having a father, children, and family fun until 6 o'clock. So that's happening at Arambili. If you pass there, you probably saw what all they have there. They were on the morning blend earlier this week, and so they were talking about their grill competition. They're going to have a motorbike and car show. They're going to have wrecker trucks, motorbikes, ambulances, fire trucks, four-wheelers, and much more that are out there, you know, for you auto enthusiasts. I think that they're also going to have the antique cars out there as well. There's going to be, or is rather, a selection of games. So bouncing castle, checkers, hoopla, dominoes, things like that. Music by Selector Smooth all day. And then cheers to everybody who is supporting that particular event. Hopefully I can get by after the show just to show my support, because it's an amazing thing that they all do down there with the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Bahamas. On today's show, we actually have a few guests lined up because next weekend is so full of activity. And there are two events that are happening that I really wanted us to talk about. So first, our first guest is going to be Donovan J. Roll. Most people know him as Coach J with J Fitness. And he actually has one of the most unique 5Ks that I have ever participated in. And so we had him on last year just to talk a little bit about it, as well as the community impact, because it also serves in a way, and we'll learn a little bit more if he's doing it again this year, whereas it's not necessarily a fundraiser per se, but they collect resources. So I think it works in duality, but he'll tell us a little bit more about that, about how it's not just having fun doing the 5K, and no, it's not just running. It's so many different things, and you get to collect bands for each challenge that you complete. It's so fun. Again, it's one of my favorite ones. And then later on, we're going to be talking with the folks from St. Agnes Anglican Church, from the Pastoral Care Ministry. They have a seminar coming up. So, of course, again, I like to highlight taking care of our minds and spirits, our souls, on this show. And so I'm happy to have them join us later on in the hour just to let us know about what's going to happen, who all's going to be there, but they're going to be talking about, you know, it's an opportunity for us just to focus on ourselves and how we can be better versions of those. But before I get into that, you know, I start off every show with telling you, well, what all I know that's coming up. So I just wanted to share a couple things. And oh my goodness, when I say it's very, very busy, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine. And they're like, they don't know what's going on. I'm like, you need to follow my pages. I promise you. So I just want to say that if you know of anybody who has Parkinson's, the King Door Parkinson Foundation, that's a national one, they're having their 26th annual Parkinson's Gala, and that's happening next week, Saturday, at Atlantis, starting at 6:45 for a 7:45 dinner. The ticket costs are $300 each, and again, it's to assist the National King Door Parkinson's Foundation, and you can double, tickets are at Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Center on Mackey Street. And you can check the Parkinson's page for more information on that. You would also, I know this is advance notice, but the Cancer Society of the Bahamas is having an event called The Lux Lawn, a sunset picnic with purpose. So mark your calendars for the 14th of November. That sounds quite interesting. The deadline to apply for your young person to be a member of the National Sitting Youth Parliament for a two-year term is the 24th of July. So there's still time to put in that application. It is a virtual one. This is an opportunity to develop leadership skills, public speaking abilities, assist in policy development and national discussions. You can find out more from the department, the Division of Youth. My apologies. This is another advance notice. The Bahamas National Youth Choir meets India. They're having an event on the 8th of September, and that's happening at the Balmoral. The donation is $200, and this is to assist the choir's travel expenses so they can go to India. Happening next week, Friday, this is St. Thomas More, Fiesta in Faith. They're having a bingo night. So that's Friday the 26th on Church Grounds, Madera Street, starting at 6:30. Food and drinks will be on sale. Tickets are $12 for $10 in advance, and you can find out more by contacting their parish office. This is... Some of these flyers, I'm so sorry, guys. Like, some of the flyers, it's very difficult to find out who's putting them on, and if it takes me too long, I'm not going to read it. I'm sorry. This is called Christians Can Laugh Bahamas. Now, this isn't a fundraiser for any pretended thing funny. I want to know what makes Christians laugh. Like, what is good, clean comedy in a Christian way? Anyway, it's by Das Quay with a guest called Cass Ramsey from Trinidad. And that's happening on the 28th of June again. You know, so many things. And speaking about comedy, Soya Boy is also having something. You know, my fellow Long Island man, I'm not a man, I mean, probably a Long Islander. Call Y'all Like Foolishness. So that's the 26th to the 28th of June. So check him out. There's also a souse out in aid of Cherise Evans. That's happening on the 27th of June, 7 a.m., starting at 7 a.m. And that's going to be in the Big Pond subdivision. I'm going to actually try to post these flyers. Let's see. There is a play that's happening, and you can still get tickets for tonight, I think. It's called Love on a Two-Way Street, Part 2. And this is at St. John's College, starting, doors open at 7, show starts at 8, general admin is 50. They have a star-studded cast, so if you don't have anything to do tonight, you should check them out. One Voice is presenting Our Bahamas. It's a concert featuring and music by Antonio Wilson, presented by the Legato Vocal Ensemble International. That is a mouthful. With excerpts from the Mass by Philip Gray. So that's the 2nd of July and the 5th of July, with the first one happening at Government House Ballroom and the second one happening at Holy Cross. This is another internship opportunity, the 21st Annual Educators Industry Internship Program. And so this is the 29th of June to the 3rd of July. And this one is, you'll get a certificate reflecting on the 40 CDUs. Oh, worth reflecting 40 CDUs. So that's like, you have to have units when you're doing professional development. And so this is closing the gap between the classroom and the workplace by creating quality work and learning experiences. So this is with the Ministry of Education. So you want to check them out on that. The Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated will be having a stakeout on the 1st of August at the Western Esplanade at 12 o'clock. Christchurch Cathedral is also having a bingo night on Friday coming, and doors open at 6:30. Bingo starts at 7. And this is hosted by their St. Christopher Cell, and I think it's like a grouping of families, I think, in the Dean Patrick Adderley Parish Hall. Admission is free. They're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs on sale. The World and Union United Voices, so it's going to be a multicultural celebration of praise and divine diversity, and that's by the Johnson Park Seventh-day Adventist at 7:30 on the 28th of June. Adults are 30, children 12 and under are 20. We missed the Southside. This was this morning. There was a blood drive again this morning. Lots of stuff also happening today until 5 o'clock. DeAndre's Lemonade. This is a young fella who's trying to raise funds for his baseball travel expenses. And so this is Elizabeth Estates. Maybe they have markers up, but I only got the note that it's happening today in Elizabeth Estates. The Family Skate Barbecue Fundraiser, and this is happening at ICE also next weekend. So many things are happening. It's $5 entry. They're going to be having art sale, a live DJ, as well as food and fun. So I think what they say, every ticket, meal, and artwork purchased helps support adolescents at the Sunderland's Rehabilitation Center, the Crisis Center, and free art therapy workshops through ICE and the Starfish Project. So again, that's next weekend. I think I had posted this on my personal profile, but I wanted to share it here too. The Bahamas Development Bank is having a summer internship program, and that is now open, and you can have your folks apply. The deadline is the 26th of June. There's also going to be a pop-up, and this is for Mutton. I got to give a shout-out to my Long Island people. So this would be the Knowles's in Blair, and you can find their flyer. I'll also try to post this one. They're going to have curry and steamed mutton available. I think there's also going to be chicken. And this is next week, Saturday, from 4 to 8. And again, this is the good mutton. So you want to try that out. Everybody, please mark your calendars. Independence coming up. They done release the logo. They released the theme. We're still waiting on the events, but things are happening. And I don't want, no way, you should go through our fitness stuff as well. Let me see if there's anything happening next weekend, because I don't, outside of the 5K, the J way, of course, I think the following weekend, Sewage Corporation is having their Fun Run Walk, so that's one. Genesis Warhawks is also having a Fun Run Walk on the 4th of July, so lots of things happening there. Another walk that's happening next Saturday is the Scoliosis Bahamas Walk for the Curve, and so there's a six park. Am I missing anything? I don't think I'm missing anything. If you have any events that are happening, please let me know and we can go from there. Now, what I wanted to touch on, because we haven't had it in a while, and I know you all asked me for it, so I just wanted us to just go through a mid-month check-in. So, this is June. The date is the 20th of June. We have a few more days left in this month. And so I wanted us to have a check-in. We have exactly, depending on how you count, 10 days left of this month. And so what I wanted us to do, just walk with me. June intentions. What have you been prioritizing this month? And if you're new to this segment, I've been doing a mental health check-in since January, and we're following a clinical psychologist called Amanda Hilton. I am not a trained professional. I'm only sharing what the trained professional has shared. So consider me the messenger, as well as a very passionate enthusiast on making sure that we balance out our mental health. So, June intentions. What have you been prioritizing this month? Are you falling in love with your process? Are you celebrating every win? Big or small? Are you releasing expectations that don't serve you? And I'm going to stick a pin right there. Do you realize that we tend to generate expectations of others, of processes, of work, of these different activities we might be involved in that we don't necessarily realize that we've generated? I want you to take a step back and analyze, what expectations do you have? Because you can't release those expectations if you don't realize you have them. Another lesson that we have to continuously learn, I feel like we have to relearn it almost every day, is that we can't expect ourselves of other people. And I feel like this is something as humans, we tend to forget, because we know who we are and we sometimes subconsciously expect that of other people, which leads to disappointment because we can't and should not expect ourselves of others. Now, choosing the narrative you're telling yourself, and this goes back to reconditioning how we think. And we spend a lot of time on this, I think, during the month of February, because sometimes the narrative that we tell ourselves may not be the true narrative. It may not be the exact reality. So when we talk about June intentions and prioritizing certain things for this month, what is the narrative that you've been telling yourself? Does it serve you? Who does it serve? Is it positive? In some cases, is it objective? Is it selfish? Creating space for good to come into your life. Have you been doing that for this month? How have you been doing that? We spent some time last month talking about, and the month before, talking about decluttering, and not just your physical space, because that within itself is that's a practice, but also your mind. What are the things that you're holding on to? So how have you been creating space for good to come into your life? And subsequently, how are you trying to get rid of those things and perhaps those persons that are not serving you? Continuing, are you focusing only on the things that you can control? Or are you focusing on things that you cannot control? Which favors are you doing for your future self? And I want to stick a pin right there. What are you doing currently that's going to help you in the future? Are some of the practices that you're engaging in, are they helping you at all? Are they hindering you? Now, it's okay, in my personal opinion, again, I'm not a professional, for some things not to have a point, for you to have fun, say fun, but also what are you doing to help yourself in the future? And we are at the midpoint of the year. We're about to start the second half of the year. You have finished two quarters. We are at the end of 6 months of the year of our Lord, 2026. Did you continue with that gym membership? Did you do your meal preps? Did you go to church every Sunday? How are you with Bible study? What are the habits that you said that you would take up this year that you continued? I want us to do a check-in, and we're going to do this during the month of July. What did we promise ourselves to do? Did we actually do it? And how can we get back on track? And of course, y'all know some grace, but sometimes you can't give yourself so much grace that you're slacking off. Because at the end of the day, only we can hold ourselves accountable. And finally, are you believing in your own potential? Are you? Because other people could believe in yourself. Now, these are some prompts. And I want, if you're taking notes, please do. And I know I keep promising I'll actually post these ones, I promise. Prompts for a more fully lived month. We got 10 more days. But let me see what y'all could do in 10 more days. And I want y'all to check in with me. Questions for noticing what makes life feel richer. So, what moments do I move through on autopilot or with only partial attention? I know I call in somebody out here. Are y'all actually paying attention or are you just moving through because you're just trying to get through the day? What parts of your life have become emotionally invisible rather than beautiful or special simply because they're familiar? And I know I'm talking to somebody because sometimes you have people in your life that because they always say it, they're so familiar, it's like, oh my goodness, the sparkle is gone. But you got to reinvent that. The processes that you do, think about it. As simple as being able to make a cup of tea inside the morning, some people have lost their ability of movement to even be able to turn the stove on. Some people may not even have gas to put on the stove. Some people may not have access to water. Like the simple things we tend to take for granted. What would change if you treated your attention as one of the main ways that you shape your life? Like, what are you paying attention to? How is that helping you? When was the last time that you felt awe, fascination, or curiosity? And what activities or environments tend to make you feel most awake, absorbed, present, and engaged? What parts of your life feel mundane because they lack novelty? What parts feel mundane because you're simply not paying attention? And if you wanted this month to feel richer and more intentionally lived, what do you need to start noticing, participating in, or making more space for? And yes, I'm purposely giving y'all questions for y'all to think about because we have some work to do for the month of July. So I want you to start thinking about these things, and then we're going to dive deeply into how are we going to continue our growth for the rest of the year. And I want to leave y'all with this portion because I see all my guests show up right now because, you know, traffic was a little tick. And I need y'all to hear about these people go tings. But if I have time, I could go over what is lighting you up and when last did you let it? What making you excited? What gives you energy? What makes you feel like life is worth living? And I think that's a perfect segue because there's a lot of energy happening next week. And with that 5K to J-Way, I'm looking forward to climbing. And I'm looking forward to going to my good church so that they could help me get grounded in family life and thing. I hope they got something for single folk because I still ain't married. But anyway, y'all stick with me. We can hit a break so I can make sure I get the guests settled inside here. And then we could talk with the beautiful people making beautiful things happen because that's what we do here on the happy hour. Y'all don't leave me. I come right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
got tends to whatever we want. We young enough to say,
oh, this has gotta be a good life. This has gotta be a good life. This has gotta be a good life. Good life. I say, oh, this feeling that you can't fight. The city is a firelight. This could really be a good life. Good, good life.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we're back here with the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. I did promise y'all that this is going to run quickly because we have lots of energy in the studio. And I promise you, every time that Coach Jay comes inside here, I feel like I could go and run that 5K because I only know about his energy when you see this man in action. My goodness, whatever obstacle you get put in your way, you're going to finish it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to the happy hour, Jay. How you doing?
Yo, I am doing great and thankful for being here. I'm grateful for being here. I'm excited to be here. You just get my juices flowing, man.
Because that's just who you are, you know. Okay, we feed off each other's energy.
Yes,
this
yes,
is it.
Yes, yes, yes.
You do such great things, honestly, and you inspire people to take fitness seriously, but also to see that it's possible, Jay.
Yes.
And it's indeed possible. And this not only because I know a couple of people in this program, you know, because he got a couple programs going on, but it's the fact that he has consistent impact.
Thank you.
And of course, I already tell y'all, he got one of the funnest, in my opinion, one of the most fun 5Ks that I have ever done.
The funnest one.
See, that one right there. And I'd be doing one of these almost every weekend. So,
yeah, so you know, and that's the thing. When we talk about 5K to J-Ray, we wanted to break up the monotony of the normal 5K. So the J-Ray means you're going to have some surprises on the route, and we're going to give out prizes on the road. Where else can you exercise and get prizes as you go?
Listen, only on yours, you know, for the most. I don't think I've ever experienced it. Now, some of the others have music and little interactive things. I promise you, I feel like I'd be playing a game and I come to do the 5K to Jay Way because I'd be collecting my bands.
Dance to make them dance.
Listen, and I'd be dancing. It'd be such fun. But Jay, outside of the fitness and your different cohorts that you be running all the time, tell us, why did you start 5K the Jay Way? Because you're celebrating a milestone this year.
Yes. So it's the 10th year. So like I said, we originally started just because we didn't want it to be a normal 5K, just go up and come down. While fitness is important, wellness is important, we want to make wellness fun. Most people, if you think about your favorite class in school, you probably did well in it because you liked it. So we wanted the 5K to be a spark, and then and your wellness journey to continue on that journey. And of course, just being the type of people we are, if you do something, there has to be a give back component.
Yes.
And so we're giving back to many organizations throughout the years. And this year we're going to continue with Jenny Dean, with MD Cares, as well as Reach Bahamas.
Oh, all three.
Yes, ma'am.
Powerful. Okay, okay.
So we gotta make things happen, man. So it's the 10th year, we gotta do some things. And 10 year it can be I had to turn when I said it can be extra sexy this year.
Oh, shoot. What that mean?
It can be. I can't. You got
to
come.
You got to come.
I can't talk it. I can't. You got to save some.
You can't talk it. That sounds like my song.
But it can be extra sexy. Give me something to sing. You can talk it. So.
Oh, listen. Listen.
So June 27th, that's next Saturday, 6 a.m. The Andre Rogers track and field. That's where we start. We're going to remain on the compound at NSA. Okay. So we're never going to hit the the public road itself.
Right.
But we're going to make sure we have a good time. There are going to be prizes, surprises. Everyone leaving with something.
You got to.
I know, but multiple things.
Listen, I want you all to know the swag bag that you get for this particular
it's
race.
Swagging.
My goodness, when I tell you, I saw the video, I was like, look at the things.
And that's only with some of the things. That still was the teaser.
That was a teaser.
That was a teaser.
There's more?
More things in the bag. All right, more things, man.
I feel like this would be better than last year because I was toting my little backpack on my back and I was collecting things from each one of these. Y'all, they had me climb. I was in the air. I don't know how to roll again. I was climbing over obstacles or whatnot in a net. It was a net that I had to climb. I was like, my goodness. And I enjoyed myself right. The entire time.
And I'm glad you said it because when you tell individuals about it, sometimes they are afraid or apprehensive, but it goes to show you once you put your mind to it, you can really achieve it.
Yes.
And you feel accomplished. Just like, I didn't think I would ever, but people there supporting you mm-hmm. to get over, and that's what makes the event,
You got to tell the people about the cheerleaders that is be at each stop.
Mommy,
it's like, listen.
We have cheerleaders, we have John Canoe, we have dancers. I think all depends if you taught me offline, we might have a chip. All depends. But as a family, I have to say, so maybe not, maybe not.
And listen, that's important to know because I want folks to know that this isn't just for the adults. Mm-hmm. There are also children that are able to participate. So it's family friendly.
Family friendly. And there are things where some of the surprises are optional. So mm-hmm. if you don't do it, that's fine. We just want to make sure you have a good time. If you mm-hmm. want to challenge mm-hmm. yourself, mm-hmm. you can challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a good time. We're going to do our biometric checks afterwards. Mm-hmm. Some sponsors are going to be there. You get your fruit, you can get your water. I promise you this year, mm-hmm. you have not seen for each age category, under 12 and under, 13 and 19, 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49,
ooh, 50 options.
To 59, 60 plus, men, women, runner, walker, your first, second, and third place prizes for those individual categories. You have never seen anything like this.
I never heard
I stand by this. This is a guarantee.
Y'all hear that? I just want y'all to know, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are listening, this is unheard of in the running world, in the fitness world, to have so many different categories with so many different trophies and things like that. And you know, we like our tanks.
And everyone, once you complete the course, you get something for starting, you get something for being on it, and you get something for finishing.
And you're giving back to the community.
And you're giving back. And then and let me tell you, even more give back. In each gift bag, mm-hmm. there's a raffle card.
Oh, look.
So you're winning something. If you don't win on the spot, you can bring that same raffle card and we put that in the next raffle.
See, listen.
We have a scratch. This year 10.
Matt, you're doing a big and better?
Let me calm down. I'm sorry, I get duped. This is the 10th year. This is the 10th year of
powerful.
5K the J-Wing.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes. And we have to give back. So that's all part of it. We want people to have a good time. We want people to come out. And we're thankful for our Waiting for Greatness crew, our Bonded Bodies coming out, Just Run crew, Active and Outside, the Fit Family. So the FG crew coming out, the BPL crew, so they coming out. So we just happy.
Oh, you have hundreds of people
crew.
Out there.
Yeah, man. NAL crew. All these people who say they're coming out. The CG
right,
Wellness
okay.
can be out there making sure you get mm-hmm. some. So we out there.
I like that.
We
boy,
out
that
there.
Like, that's only the sports center be on fire next
man,
week.
Man, that's
eh?
The plan. But we can have a fire hose out there to cool you down.
Really?
We can have something out there to
cool.
We can make sure you
like
stay
a
cool.
Hot, you know, a little hot. The last time they had a pool out there, I don't understand how I was. Listen, I felt like I was in the army or something like that, you know, because I was on the ground. It was like a tactical part of it. And I had to go like under ropes and like pull myself. And people say they'd never seen a big gal move like that before in their life.
Say
I was
yes,
like, man, say less, man. I have my tactical training, you know.
Like you said, hot, we can have an area on the route just to cool you down.
See, there you go. Y'all thought of everything.
And we got you covered, man, just to cool you down.
Now, listen, how could people register so that they could be a part of this?
So people can hit me up at 359-1156. Mm-hmm. You can email me at jfitness242@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. All my social media handles, jfitness242, and I could send you the link. So we're registering via the Canoe app. So okay. it's a seamless transaction, and we can make it happen.
Wonderful.
And bags ready.
Matt,
so like
they're ready to go.
Bags ready to go.
Matt,
some people ready get the swag bag.
Oh,
so we say you won't have to wait. If you ready, I ready.
See,
call
J
Nan. I coming to you.
There
let's
you
make
go.
It happen, man.
Say less. Say
just
less.
For a course.
Let's now go. Remind people that I'm treating some organizations that will be benefiting because I believe one of those is one of our fellow co-hosts
yes.
here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Mr. Kessa, who is doing great work with the Jeannie Dean Cancer Support caring group.
Yes, so, the Journey to End Cancer Support Caring Group, the MD Cares Foundation, as well as Reach Bahamas, whose president is currently still Dwayne Gibson. So we're going to give back and we're going to do some other things. So the more people participate, the more people organization we can give to. So we're still looking to get some more participation we could give, because last year Sports Center partnered with us and we were able to get shoes at a discounted rate to give to some kids.
Okay.
So we didn't have good participation in terms of, normally we get gently worn shoes and we give them out, but people didn't give it, so we just bought new shoes.
Oh, well,
so that was a blessing.
There you go. And cheers to the Sports Center for helping you all with that.
Yeah, man, so...
So there's a lot of things to do. Reminding people what happened next weekend.
5K, the J-Way 10th anniversary. We start at 5:59:59 on. We starting on time again.
Oh, again, you know, he looking at me hard because, you know.
I don't know if late is an accurate description.
It was too late.
Yeah.
But I still did it, though.
Yes, you still did it. So the partner, you showed up and you finished. And the Thomas A. Robson Sports Center, we're going to be there. You call now, we delivering swag bags. We're even doing delivery service, man.
Not
come
easy.
On, man.
Just got to,
just call Jay, 359-1156, and let's make this happen.
Love that. Jay, it's always a pleasure to have you on the
Thank
show.
You for being
and
here,
looking
man.
Forward to being out there next weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
But showing people that the big girls them could get in fitness shape too.
Yeah, man.
Got
for everyone.
Love that. Y'all stay tuned here with the, look, I was almost going to say the eye opener to Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'll be right back.
General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Ooh, wait, I hear music. Hold on, wait, I got this. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Thank you again to Mr. Donovan J. Roll of JK The Five Way happening next Saturday. I want y'all to believe I'm so excited for that to happen. Because when I tell y'all, I feel like a little superstar, like a super soldier, something like that. Because I never know I could carry them things on my back. I didn't know I could get that low. And they have fun afterwards. I can't wait. So y'all, and it's also for a good cause. As you heard, there are three organizations that are benefiting from your participation. So contact Jay to make sure that you register for that event. Now joining me in studio, and they brought out the whole church here. I don't know who all else downstairs, but I think we're about to break out inside song in a minute because the Holy Spirit is in this yes, place. They say where two or three are gathered in his name. Well, I don't hide the fact that I was Christian. I know I don't seem that way on Monday morning when I on morning blend, but yours truly is saved, sanctified, and glorified. I just happen to be from the south side of the kingdom. Amen. But we got the people in here who could talk to us about the whole kingdom and the family life that's going on there. So joining me in studio, I have Miss Nakira Seminat, and she's joined by her son, Mr. Riley Seminat. And we got Deanne Hyla and Shanika Pearson. They are representing the Pastoral Care and Counseling Ministry over there at the one, the only, St. Agnes. I look in church. Now, I know they tell me I got to be a little bit more humble when I'm talking about my church, but I find that a little difficult for people to tell me I got to be humble about my church because my church does a lot in the community. Like we do so much, and our people are very caring. Not to say that other churches are not, but I personally know of all of the efforts that we do on an annual basis, on a daily basis, and I am proud to be a St. Agnes girl. Yeah. So
when born
bred and gadded.
This is what I tell people right here. St. Agnes is a special church. And, you know, we've been around. We're celebrating one beautiful anniversary these days. So, we've been doing this for over 100, almost 200 years at this point. So before we get started, because I ain't taking no words out of y'all mouth, I want y'all to explain to people, well, who are you? Like, I know I said your names, but say your name and then who are you and your role in the pastoral care ministry and or the event.
Okay, I'll begin. My name is Deanne Hilo. I am a retired educator, 42 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, after 42 years, I've retired. I am a part of the pastoral care ministry. Before then, I was advisor to CYM. Mm-hmm. Christian education lecturer. Mm-hmm. I'm also a part of the prayer ministry.
Okay.
The one that meets at church and the online prayer ministry, the very active online prayer ministry, 6 o'clock every morning.
Listen, I count 5 things so far. Yes. I know if y'all count with me online, but that's 5 things.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so proud to be a part of this dynamic church that's led by the enthusiastic. Archdeacon. Keith Cartwright.
See, there you go. You know, I got to give that special shout out to my good cousin.
Yes.
Hi, cousin. Now, Riley, you're the youngest one inside. Tell us who he is.
Okay. My name is Riley Seminat. I'm 18 years old. I'm another very active member in the church. I serve on the altar. I have been for almost 5 years now. And I also participate in various service events that the church would have held, and I am the 5th generation of my family to go to St. Agnes, and I don't intend for it to stop there.
Did y'all hear the mic drop? Okay, the mic drop. My boys say I am 5 generations strong.
That's right.
My goodness. Right. Okay, now we hear from mom.
Yes, and I'm Riley's mama and also Nyla
from St. Agnes. I'm Nakira, and I have been in St. Agnes my whole life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very proud to be a member of the Cathedral Over the Hill. I am active because of the mother I have, and she is active because of the mother she has had, and she was active because of the mother she had. And so like Riley said, we have a very rich legacy in St. Agnes. I'm not a part of the pastoral care ministry, but Riley and I, along with Nyla, have been asked to support the event that we will talk about a little bit later. And so I'm just happy to do my part and, as always, do anything I can to enrich the work of St. Agnes Church and the Lord.
See, listen, y'all see this? This is a family in action for generations doing the Lord's work. Yeah. That is powerful when we think about our society as it currently stands. When you hear that generations of a family have dedicated themselves to something like this church who helps the community on a daily basis. Anyway, before I get too passionate, stop preaching. And to our final guest.
Hi, my name is Shanika Pearson, and I'm happy to be here. I actually represent the good old days when neighbors were neighbors. My family roots is in, actually in the valley.
Yeah, man, you're right around the corner.
However, my mom worked most weekends, and so being the neighborly neighbor, my neighbor was a Sunday school teacher, and she took me with her, Miss Linda Burrows, and I am always grateful for that.
Oh, yeah, Miss Burrows.
And the door is open, and I never left.
See, there you go. So I feel like I might as well tell the people, too, how I get this in Agnes. I might as well. Y'all can't see me on the camera, but no, I think I tell everybody I'm a rebellious Catholic. So my family generationally are Catholic. However, I did my research. My family has been Anglican since they reached to the country. And then two generations ago, they decided they want to switch to be Catholic. So I tell them, I say, I just taken you all back to where we used to be. So I have been with St. Agnes for, I think, 15 or 17 years at this point. I stopped counting because I feel like I've been there from forever. Yes. I also help out as I can through the church. I've stepped back a bit, but I am a part of the breakfast ministry. And so Sunday mornings, I will be the one serving up and mixing up and doing all that work inside the kitchen. And shout out to my breakfast ministry folks. But I also have been on Discovery. I've been in Christian education. I have assisted with counseling. I was a part of the prayer group. All those things way back. And I got to get back into those things. But, you know, the diocesan people keep me busy as well. Yes. So, you know, wherever we are in God's vineyard, and we get to use our talents. Absolutely. That's where what we try to do, especially that is what God has called us to do. Yes. Use our talents to help others wherever we can. Yeah. And speaking about talents, speaking about the connections, I'm happy to have y'all in studio to tell us what y'all are doing. So I want to start off, well, what in the world of pastoral care ministry, what y'all be doing over there?
Oh.
And then tell me about this event y'all have next weekend.
Well, the pastoral care ministry, we host a lot of things. We have a marriage enrichment seminar. Mm-hmm. We do visitation. Mm-hmm. And we have a family life seminar like this one that we're having next weekend.
Uh-huh.
We have a pew pastors ministry.
Now, you got to talk about this pew thing because I was talking about, I think Christchurch Cathedral is having a bingo night that is going to be hosted by one of their pew ministries, they call themselves. So what does it mean to be a pew ministry?
Well, with the pew ministries, persons are assigned from the pastoral care ministry to different areas of the church to see who attend church, and they are to keep an eye on those persons that sit in the area. And when they're missing, they're to check on them to see if they're sick and what is going on with them. And
so it's a family.
Yes, it's a family. And you report it to the to Archdeacon if we can help, and he would come out and do what he has to do.
Because,
you know, the priest can't be everywhere.
And we are called on to help our priests.
Yes, we are called to help our priests.
Okay.
And like Father Warren Rule, God bless his soul, used to say, he has no hands but our hands.
There you go.
Yes.
And there are multiple hands at St. Agnes.
Yes. Okay, we also have bereavement and sickness and grief counseling seminars. And we look out for our seniors, the sick, and the shut-in. Mm-hmm. And every year around Christmas, just before Christmas, we have a seniors joyride.
Oh, yeah. Listen, yes. Now, I know when y'all hear these people say joyride just then, right? It's a PG version. All right. So they're not riding around town carrying on bad. Or maybe they do.
We ride around town and we're singing carols and we're going to the scenic places where a lot of the seniors don't get out of their houses. Mm-hmm, so we take them to the historical places, take them on tours, and at the end of that, we have a big luncheon.
I was just going to say, where the food?
Oh, yes.
Y'all know, I know y'all is going to be bragging about it. St. Agnes, people could cook.
Yes, and we also have a mentorship ministry.
Okay.
Yes.
It sounds like y'all be doing a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, and then we're very busy.
Right, and y'all going to be extra busy this Saturday coming. So tell me what's all coming. And I see somebody in here got notes. I ain't pointing nowhere, but I see a beautiful yellow notebook full of things over there. But tell me, what's happening next week Saturday, and why is it important for y'all to do this on a regular basis?
Okay, so next week Saturday, we're having a family life seminar under the theme Connecting Generations, Strengthening Families, and we're led by Dr. Denise Fountain. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have two dynamic speakers, Harrison Thompson. He focuses on just mentorship and
relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking forward to hearing from him. He's always on social media.
Oh, yes.
Posting little nuggets.
Yeah, one of our favorite therapists.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes. Love that. Very
so
exciting.
We're counting on him to bridge in the gap in generations.
Well, he can bridge that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And our dynamic speaker is
Dr. Barbara Evans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be talking about
generational curses. Yeah.
I hear this key word, generation. And I see, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to know, if you can't see and see, if you're not following online, if you're in your car, wherever you may be, they brought the younger generation. Mm-hmm. So our children, the parents, grandparents, everybody is represented inside this room. And that is intentional because y'all sessions will be focusing on bridging that gap, breaking those generational curses. That's a powerful thing. So what can people expect of these sessions?
So Harrison Thompson is going to talk about self-identity, shaping your values, and what that attracts in your life, right?
Okay.
Whether it's good or bad, kind of how your mind brings things into your environment and into your space. And I think that's important.
Yes.
We really are interested in having everyone come out and join, students, teachers, counselors, mentors, young adult advisors, parents, guardians, and of course, all parishioners. This is a family event, and we want people to really understand what it means to be united as a family, but even talk about the things that challenge families and how to pass through those. And so the generational curses discussion will focus on reversing the cycle of generational curses, understanding what are generational curses, identifying family patterns, breaking the cycle of poverty, and becoming the curse breaker, right? And when I said the topic to Riley was like, oh, that's interesting, generational curses, right? Now, Riley, Nyla, and I will also have an open session discussion talking about what we do together as a family unit, and we will speak about growing in faith, excellence, and service. But I'm excited to have the children join in on the discussion as well.
I want to hear from Riley. You're going to be facilitating a session during this event. Tell me more about it. Like, what are you going to talk about exactly, and why do you think younger folks should be present?
I think it's important for the youth to be present because, well, we see them as not even we see them, they are the future of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that it will be important for them to learn how to strive for excellence, which is just to make sure that you're really never selling yourself short and that you're always try to perform to a standard that matches your potential.
Oh, my gosh, that's powerful.
Yes. And when Nyla and I were coming up, Mommy would always say to us, anything worth doing is worth doing well.
Oh, my goodness. Look, he's dropping the nuggets already.
Yes.
So that's just a philosophy that we've tried to carry with us.
And you're going to be sharing that with other younger folk attending this as well from your own life's experience. What does it mean to you through your perspective as the younger generation? Not only just so I make sure you let people notice, the young people are not only our future, They are our presence. And we have to involve them. We have to listen to them. We have to talk with them. This generational situation, we're interdependent. And I'm grateful to you all for putting it together so that the different generations are there. So Riley's going to be leading the session.
Yes.
And then we have the other experts that are coming in. So what can people overall look forward to for the remainder of the session? How can people register? Is it free? What's the cost? That sort of thing. And where is it happening? I know it's going to be at St. Agnes, but like where is it going to be? Or maybe it's not at St. Agnes. Where is it going to be?
It is at the church. It's Saturday, June 27th. So after you do the 5K fun run walk with Jay, since I already promised him I was coming, me and Riley.
Okay.
So after that, then you meet us at St. Agnes Church. Take a shower first. You know, come on now. We'll start at 9. It's 9 to 12:30, and it's going to be action-packed, but lots of rich information at the church. The event is free for all to attend, and like we said, we want everyone to come on out. Students, teachers, counselors, parents, friends, mentors, youth advisors, please come on out to St. Agnes Anglican Church on Saturday, June 27, 2026, from 9 a.m. to 12:30. We'll get you out right in time to enjoy the rest of your Saturday, but this is information you cannot pay for. With dynamic presenters, as we mentioned earlier, Harrison Thompson and Dr. Barbara Evans, who will share with us a wealth of information. So really excited to just be a part of this, but also...
Okay, wonderful. And maybe I missed that, but is it... how do I register? Is it free or...
It's free.
It's free.
Oh, yeah. You all had that? Free.
F-R-E-E.
Free.
Yes.
It's free.
No need to register. Do you?
There's a notice on Facebook.
Okay.
And there's where you can scan.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come into the church office. Just show up or come to the church office.
Okay, so three ways to make sure that we all know you're coming. You can show up on the day of.
That's right.
You can go to the church office or you can scan.
Yes.
Okay, all right, we got that.
But we don't want people to be limited and say, well, I don't know how to work technology and I don't know how to scan and I don't have Facebook. Just
call the office.
That's
show up on the day of and come a little bit early so
that's
you can make sure you get your seat.
That's
and
right.
Okay?
That's right.
Now, I want you all to know, I got four people in the studio. These people believe so much. These Glitz and Agnes people believe so much in the seminar. They brought four other people. Inside the studio, they outside. I can't fit them inside here. I see that's one, that's two, Patrice. That's three. That's Miss Patrice. That's Tanave boy. Who else? That's Miss Cormory. My Lord, how many? That's one, two. I'm missing somebody else out there. I feel like it's four more. No, okay, cool.
Yes, they are my ACW sisters. We just came from an event. We were at the Persis Rogers home giving back.
Aww,
and so they
see.
Promised that they would come on down and support. And so I'm appreciative of them.
There you go. There you go. And see, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I mean. When we say we are Christians, we walk in the way that Christ would want us to walk.
Remember that the Sunday school song? Mm-hmm. They will know we are Christians by our love.
Exactly.
By our love.
And every Sunday we say, make us the channels of your love.
That's right.
Right? You just came from an ACW event and you here talking about another one. You realize how powerful that is?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, God is good.
You are giving back of your time, of your talents.
Yes. The gospel reading from last week, Sunday, was based on Matthew, based on the harvest and the laborers. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
And that's another thing that we've spoken about on the show.
And then, we are commanded by the Great Commission to go out.
See, exactly. And in this case.
It's not just within the four walls.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to go out, minister to people, and bring them in.
And that's what you're doing right here on the airwaves. And I promise you, people are tuning in. This is also going to go up online so people can hear more about it, to know about this fabulous opportunity that's free, people.
Yes.
Free. Do you know how much for a therapy session these people are offering it for free?
Yes. That's right.
But Harrison Thompson, come on now.
That's right. Yes.
And the experts, we have, name the doctors again.
Barbara Evans.
Dr. Barbara Evans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we have the future doctor, Riley Sanders.
That's right.
Yay!
There you go.
Shower that down.
Yes.
So one more time. When is it happening? Give us any more details. And then I'm going to give you the opportunity for each of you to give us a closing word.
Okay. So it's this week, Saturday, June 27, 2026, 9 a.m. until 12:30 at the St. Agnes Anglican Church, Blue Hill Road. And you're all welcome to attend.
And one thing we didn't say is that we are going to be starting with morning mass.
Oh.
So we will have mass, which is going to be led by Archdeacon Keith Cartwright.
Okay, okay.
And our newly
Oh,
yes.
Father Lamar.
We got a new priest.
Nottage, yes. The one and only.
One and only.
And so we are excited to celebrate Mass on Saturday morning with them, and then we will move right into these sessions. And so it's going to be a beautiful morning of quick worship right into the session, and you will be out of there at 12:30. We are going to start on time and end on time, but we promise you it will be an event you will not want to miss, and you will regret if you are not there. So save yourself the torture and just be there Saturday, June 27th at 9 a.m. at St. Agnes.
Oh, beautiful right there. I hope y'all, said if y'all don't want to experience regret.
Regrets. Yes. That's right.
Show up to the events.
That's right.
Listen, now for closing words, because I feel like we were almost in the spirit just then. We all know I only need a little bit to start preaching.
The Pastoral Care and Counseling Ministry invites everyone on the island of New Providence, east, west, north, and south. Find your way to St. Agnes Church on Blue Hill Road on Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We won't turn you away.
Yes.
Oh, that's important.
We will not turn you away. We will find a place for you to sit and enjoy and have a wonderful experience as you gain wealth of knowledge.
Now, I have a question, just in case people are listening, and I know we keep saying Anglican Church, Anglican this, you know, is it only open to Anglicans?
Oh, no, it's open to everybody, every denomination.
And they ain't got to be a part of our church.
Oh, no, they don't have to be a part of our church. No.
We're welcoming everybody.
We are practicing the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We are bringing them in. Go in and bring people in. Yes.
There you go. Now, this is...
No, we're not telling them to come join our church. We're telling them to come and enjoy, get the knowledge and enjoy.
To if they would like to join our church in the future.
Yes.
There you go. Because,
absolutely,
again, we want to bring more followers to Christ.
That's right.
And of course, you know, we a little bit biased in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The Anglicans.
Yes.
Proud of it, Church of England. So as we wrap up, I just want each of us to give closing words. And you can maybe remind folks or tell folks why you think they should be there on Saturday.
Okay. For me, I am excited about Dr. Barbara Evans and her session, Breaking Generational Curses. And I just want everyone out there to know, it doesn't matter your humble beginnings, whatever your situation, whatever you feel that you may have inherited based on, you know, because my father is this way, I'm seeing this trait in me. It doesn't have to end. The song goes, break every chain.
Yeah.
And so we can break any chain. And so I just want you to come out and just know that that is power in the name of Jesus. And so... we can definitely learn something next week, Saturday.
And that sounds like the perfect song to close out the show when we get there. Break every chain. That's Shasha Cobbs.
Well, Riley, Nyla, and I are excited for everyone to come on out and hear our session as well, our open discussion. I think it's important to, like we said, our topic is really going to be focusing on growing in faith, excellence, and service. And as a mother of two teenagers, we really want to have an open conversation about the highs and the lows, the good and the bad, the challenges of parenting, but also the challenges of being parented, and what we can do together to make sure that we stay together as a family, growing in faith, excellence, and service, right? Excellence is not an act, it's a habit. And what we always want to demonstrate is that if it becomes a habit, then it becomes your standard. And we really just want to talk about what that means. It's not all A's. Mm-hmm. It is consistently giving your best effort. And when you fall short, knowing that you have a strong foundation of faith to fall back on. And that's why this message in the church is also so important, because we cannot do it on our own strength, and we have to remember who provides that strength for us. So Riley, I don't know if you want to.
No, couldn't have said it better myself.
High five.
Perfect.
And well, I'll end with this. The Pastoral Care and Counseling Ministry, along with our pastor, the very venerable Archdeacon Keith Cartwright, and our chairperson, Dr. Denise Fountain, and our members of our committee, we will be waiting to welcome you to St. Agnes Church to the Family Life Seminar, Connecting Generations, Strengthening Families.
see you on Saturday.
Oh, that's going to be an excellent session, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Thank you all so much for joining me here on the Happy Hour, Guardian Radio 96.9, and I'm wishing you the best of luck and most powerful blessings for the success of your event next week, Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it's been a pleasure to bring you 1 hour of pure positivity here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a blessed week. I will see you later. My friends in LA, they don't know.